Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is a titmouse?
Jeopardy gives us some great clips.
What is semen?
What is taint?
What is a goblin?
Yeah, just name a few. Some people might pick out other ones. we pick up.
What is spank and spunk?
Yeah, we pick out stuff like that.
Yeah. And this amuses us as well.
Yes.
Hematology, you got it. Zulus for 2000. Take a look. Here, as on each September 24th, Zulus celebrate a holiday that was named in honor of this warrior leader of the early 1800s. Sarah.
Who is Shaka Khan?
No. Matt.
Who is Shaka Zulu?
Who's giggling?
The guy recording that on his TV.
Oh, really? Okay, got it. I was hoping somebody in the... Because I would hope... Have you seen that one yet, Todd? That was probably yesterday, right?
No, I haven't seen that one. I did see the
Do
one.
Can we get a version of that that's not over somebody's TV?
I can probably find it.
Yeah.
If it was from yesterday, I'll look it up.
I'd like to hear the actual louder version of it and because I love the bit.
I finally saw the one.
I love a Zulu warrior. Shaka Khan. First of all, I wouldn't know Shaka. So at least I got that right.
Right.
But I would.
They were close.
But I mean, that's like an answer we would give. Shaka Khan. That's what. That's what Trebek should have went into. What? Shaka Khan.
Yeah, it's too bad they're constrained by time because they could add that, put that together in post.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we will for it.
Can you go back? I'd like to go back to your completely stupid answer.
And if I'm not mistaken, Shaka Zulu is spelled with an S. Shaka Khan is spelled with a C.
Yeah, well, that's doesn't change the answer at all.
The clip you played last week, Craig, of was that during the college tournament? It was a real simple question. It was who was the baseball player that broke the color barrier?
She said Babe Ruth.
And Chinese chick from USC chimed in and said, Babe Ruth?
Oh, the only thing I'll give her credit for, she had no idea at all. She just threw a baseball player's name out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. It was the
and
only
baseball. She broke that white barrier.
Yeah. It was the only baseball player she knew.
White guys could always play baseball.
I kind of feel for those people because if you're on Jeopardy! Back before anything was going viral and you gave a bad answer,
right.
You were just shamed in the studio and locked. The people that saw the broadcast.
Just a live broadcast, old people
that was
and Todd
it. Now it's
it,
like
right.
worldwide, like, oh, you're dumb.
Yeah.
And geeks that DVR it.
Yeah.
Like we do. And Todd does. Well, we do for purposes of getting the audio.
Well, the audience apparently does.
I was telling, they hear it and they send it to us.
Yeah,
I was saying, I realize they're time constraints, and I know he'll never do this because he's too professional, but Push and I were talking about this in the way of the bathroom, because we always go to the bathroom about 8 o'clock every morning. And we were discussing that he's obviously in dire, he could be dead, you know, although he's beaten it so far. He should have zero Fs to give, like Push said, and just say, what? Shaka Khan? God,
yeah, just once I want. Yeah, just once I want to hear Trebek. You know, hear an answer, and then just go. Are you effing kidding me?
Like
losers, in other words.
Well,
I mean, he did that a while back.
How did you pass the test to get on this show?
Right,
and you can't answer that question.
And then he goes off. And where's the producer? Yeah, who's our director? Who put this idiot on here?
Like, they cut back to him. You just see him drop his head and just go. Just get the F out.
Yeah, leave. It's
get
a 2-player game now.
Right.
You're done. Babe Ruth broke the color barrier. You're out.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Get out.
Drop his head like Fauci during a press conference.
Chaka Khan.
He could just install like trap doors that he could just hit a button and they just disappear.
Exactly. Let's combine it with the other show. There's a couple of those out there.
He could just torch him in the old Saturday Night Live sketch with Chris Farley where he goes on that Japanese game show where they're just like torturing him and he has no idea what's going on.
So we like to call the brothers of famous people Scott.
Yes.
The Scott brothers are 42 today.
No, the Property Brothers.
Those guys.
Yeah.
You can't do who's older with twins.
One of them's dating.
One of them is the older.
One's divorced and dating some celebrity. One got divorced already and is dating some other hot celebrity.
Oh, yeah. It's Zooey Deschanel, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he was hanging backstage with Pete Lee when Pete did those
gigs back
in December.
That's right.
Did he open for her band?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete Lee did.
She and him?
Yeah, four dates out on the East Coast.
Yeah. But she's always like,
and the Property Brothers, where the opening act, they put a shelf in. And then Pete Lee was up there. And then, of course,
I think she talks about renovating their place all the time. He's like, that's work stuff.
I don't want to hear about
it. Save it for the air.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are celebrating National Car Care Month.
All right.
So take care of your car.
Take care of your car.
The mechanics are open.
Oh, yeah.
Got to keep the supply chain moving.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How about the detail shops?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? I drive past a car wash that's open, and they detail there.
Yeah, Christy got the car washed yesterday.
It's probably.
So the car washes are open.
Right. Well, you can just...
You get out of the car.
What kind of car wash?
Yeah.
You can drive through at the gas station.
Well, the car wash is open where they get inside and you'll scrub your dash down.
The one I saw is, yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I haven't gone through, but I know where it's at.
That seems unsafe.
It does.
To sneeze on the steering wheel.
Now, I don't know if they're in it or not, but that's the car wash is open that they get inside. I go in there a lot when it's pre-pandemic. Jeez, I got to say that.
Yeah. I think I unknowingly celebrated Car Care Month. Like a real adult, I drove my car to the shop.
Oh,
I was like,
right,
it needs
right.
fixed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Normally, it's like
you wait.
On a tow truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preemptive.
Yep.
Yeah.
The CDC is adding 6 possible new symptoms to its list of COVID-19
indicators. I didn't even read these because I don't want to know.
I was so bored over the weekend.
Car care.
I checked to make sure that all the tires were properly inflated.
Right.
Very nice.
Yeah. That is
what was that? Walking around the car and kicking them?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no.
They look okay.
I have a pump.
Oh, so you actually checked it?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The pump thing, the pump unit will tell you.
No, you just walk around. That looks full to me. That's how I do it.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, I inflated them to the manufacturer's suggested
which
number.
Was what?
You did have some free
time. It depends upon the, my vehicle was 35 pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe it was 30 on the Subaru.
Yeah,
okay.
I think most tire makers say eyeballing it's fine. It looks good.
Well, most of us do it that way. Yeah.
That's all
I do. I believe it was 30 on the front tires and 35 on the back on
Keep
the Subaru.
It going. Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. He asked, and I want to thoroughly answer.
I wouldn't have noticed that. I look at one tire, and then I just assume that that's what it is for all of them.
Yeah, don't continue, by the way.
No, you
conversation.
No, no,
no. Check the door panel.
Right, check it.
I was like, well, with the tires?
All the information you need is on the driver door panel. Or should be.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's how we celebrate Car Care Month, by teaching you stuff like that.
Yep.
That's helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Click and clack. Give us a call.
No. CDC adding 6 possible new symptoms to its list of COVID-19 indicators.
I think one of those guys is dead, isn't he?
Yes, he
is. Click or clack?
They still play the show.
One of them.
But do they still have the click and clack show?
Yes.
I'm guessing.
They've been running reruns for years.
Yeah.
Oh, but they don't make new ones.
No.
They just use the name click and clack.
Right.
Like that dead guy down in Dallas still has a radio show.
Yeah. Right.
His name is Kid Craddock.
Because they still do new ones.
Yeah, I know, but they call it the Kid Craddock Show.
No, the click and clack are just old shows, he says.
Yeah, they're just reruns.
But they're not making new ones and calling it click and clack, like they shouldn't.
No.
Correct.
No.
I wonder if Click lived and then Clunk called him. He's like, can I be on the show now? He's like, never!
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want a Clunk.
Just playing
Clunk, right. Yeah. Clunk.
There will be no Clunk.
Finally!
Clunk's the third stooge. No, nope.
He's just been waiting.
We're not allowing Clunk in here.
So, some of the 6 possible new symptoms of the COVID-19 indicator. Chills, repeated shaking with chills, sore throat, muscle pain, headaches, A loss of taste or smell, also possible symptoms.
Great.
They originally told doctors.
You put that in your head, you have all those.
And patients yep. to look for fever, cough, and shortness of breath.
Yeah, remember that.
I had a little chill yesterday, and my hypochondria kicked into high gear.
Oh, yeah. I just had a major headache yesterday. Realized,
symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to someone who's infected. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to someone who's infected.
Right.
Keep that in mind as well.
Yep, yep.
Man. When you got a major head, isn't every headache a major headache?
There you go.
See, that would concern me, too, because I don't get headaches often. And I would immediately go to the coronavirus card.
No, it's no,
if I got a headache.
I went to the,
just an aneurysm or something.
I went to the Advil and it cured it.
I get headaches in the morning sometimes, but that's usually contributed directly to drinking the night before.
Exactly. Yeah, when I can trace the headache, I'm better off with it. Oh, that's right. I got ripped last night. I'm tracing the headache.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
There is a new pepper atop the Scoville scale, the scale of pepper heat.
What was the previous champion? The Carolina Ghost Pepper?
Sure.
No.
Carolina Reaper.
Reaper.
Reaper. Yeah. Yeah, Reaper.
They're all unnecessary.
Yeah, they are. They're not.
They're all. We've reached the point where you just can't eat them.
Well, they're not food. I mean, they're just. Yeah, what is it?
It's not food.
No, it's, if you dip it.
It's torture.
This was grown in North Wales.
I mean, it gets to the point where now these really hot peppers, if they make contact with your skin, you'll get a burn.
Well, on that show, they...
A significant burn.
There's people that make those ghost pepper...
ghost peckers.
Yeah, ghost peckers.
That's hilarious.
I like ghost peckers.
Boy, we're just dying over here.
I eat pecker cheese.
I know you do.
Hilarious.
A ghost pecker.
When you misspeak like that.
A ghost pecker could haunt you, by the way.
That was funny.
Did you ever have a ghost pecker haunt you?
Pull me up off the floor on this one.
I was talking about a ghost pecker, by the way. They haunt you sometimes. Yeah. Ooh, it's a ghost pecker.
Didn't Kesha say she had sex with a ghost?
Yes, she did.
Who?
Kesha?
Yep.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Well, I think she had sex with a lot of people. Ghost wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he was in line.
She's getting it's like a phantom bang.
So this new pepper is grown in North Wales by a hobby chili grower named Mike Smith.
Yeah, and these are all made in labs anymore.
Well, this was a hobby chili grower.
Yeah, but they're
in
hybrid,
North
you know,
Wales, UK.
That's a lab.
Genetically engineered.
The pepper is called Dragon's Breath.
Hey.
The pepper measures almost 2.5 million on the Scoville scale.
Almost a lawsuit.
By comparison.
Dragon Fire.
There you go. Right.
By comparison, jalapeno peppers come in on the scale at 5,000. This one is 2.5 million.
It'd be funny if you just put a pepper in your mouth and just ate through your tongue and like just right. You go, oh, that's the hottest one ever. Try that one. It just eats away the floor of your tongue and just that's it. Oh, that was good.
That was good. That's hot.
That was hot.
Habaneros come in at 150,000 on the scale. Keep in mind, the hottest one is now 2.5 million. The Carolina Reaper, formerly the hottest pepper in the world, has a measure of 1.5 million. The new one is 2.5 million.
When you watch the Guy Fieri show, I remember watching that one time, and there was a dude backstage, back in the kitchen, and it was literally a half an eye drop in a huge vat was all they needed to make that ridiculously hot.
That's crazy.
A half an eye drop and a huge vat of some sort of sauce. I mean, I'm thinking, how... That proves to me how
I see
how
one of those shows I was watching. They were making something out of a bunch of these different kind of peppers, and they went outside to cook it because they didn't even want to make it inside.
Right. And then the gas.
Yeah. And then the guys that were making it were wearing breathing masks like they were in a paint shop.
And then somebody eats it.
Yeah. Yep. And then you're going to go and ingest that.
Right.
Somebody ate the Carolina Reaper and said it felt like eating molten lava.
Damn.
No thanks.
Yeah. I bet you this guy is dressed up like he's cooking meth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Pepper Lab. You know what else makes a difference, too, is if they're pickled or fresh. Because I've eaten pickled jalapenos. I can handle those. I mean, habanero. But my daughter grew some fresh habaneros, and I chopped a couple up, put them in my eggs, and man, there was some heat.
Bad idea.
Sweating like a pig.
Yeah. Huh?
What are the little red ones that are in the General Tso's chicken?
Oh, little like Thai peppers?
Yeah, they're kind of like hard. And,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not real hot.
At least, they not can compared be deceptive.
To not compared to these.
Yeah. All right, once again, jalapeno peppers measure about 5,000 on the scale. 2.5 million for this new pepper. That's the hottest. Pepper spray has a rating of 5.3 million. And pure capsaicin, the substance that gives peppers their spice, the pure, that stuff, is 16 million on the scale.
Yeah, that's some nasty stuff. They put that in a hot bomb.
Yeah.
And I have some of that, and I have to use gloves to apply it, because if I touch my eyes or my junk after I put the capsaicin rub on,
right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can and feel it.
Those are the first two things you're going to touch.
Yeah, the
this pepper at 2.5 million on the scale is so hot it can burn the throat of the person ingesting it and cause anaphylactic shock, closing the airwaves. The chili is so potent that when it was displayed at a local show, it had to be kept in a special container.
Man.
The grower himself was only able to touch the pepper to the tip of his tongue and reported that it burned and burned with the intensity of the heat only growing as time went on.
A thousand suns.
Yeah.
Okay, once again, Bush is exactly right. Why are they even doing this now?
What's the point?
What's the use?
Make it an illegal weapon against another country, maybe, but why are we making it as anything to do with food?
Because nobody's eating oils contained in the pepper are strong enough to numb the skin. Mike Smith plans to develop it for use as an anesthetic alternative for people who are allergic to mainstream anesthetics.
So it just numbs your skin. Okay, so there's a,
okay.
And we'll eat some. And we'll put it on the wings, and Charlie will eat it.
Right. Charlie's like, I'm not a pussy.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a pussy. Yeah,
we'll chop it up and make bear spray.
Right.
What'd you say?
What do you say we go back to my place, and I'll show you my spicy, peppy pepperoni.
What'd you say the pepper spray weighed in at?
The pepper spray, 5.3 million.
Which is designed to take down riots.
Right.
Yeah. And bears.
And bears. That's right.
Spray it over a crowd of people.
Yeah. But half of that, mix it into your chili and it'll be fine.
Yeah. This guy just touched it to his tongue.
I know.
Didn't open it up. Didn't take a bite.
The heat of a thousand suns. Can you imagine, like Todd mentioned, the accidentally getting a any of that near your eyeball? You know.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you'd probably gladly gouge your eye out with a spoon.
I got a red
just to end the pain.
We were making pizza in like junior high school or something like that, and I had a red pepper. I love that on pizza. Still do.
Yes.
But I got one of those stuck in my eye.
Oh.
And just was in there.
Oh.
Until it melted. And that was
ow.
Yeah.
How long did it take it to melt?
I didn't know what it was for a while. And then finally the teacher looked in and saw it. And I said, what the hell's going on here? And by then it was starting to melt a little bit. But yeah, one of those, just one of those in your eyeball.
Well, every now and
then. How did that happen? Did you have your head cocked back just dumping the pepper in your mouth?
You know what happened? I was sixth grade.
Oh.
That's how it happened. That's all you need to say, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Even now, every now and you'll get one of the little seeds that's in there.
Right.
And it'll like stick to your tongue when you're eating a pizza, and all of a sudden it just lights you up.
That's the hottest part.
Yeah.
I think the hottest sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings.
But they belong in your mouth, not in your eyes.
And I haven't been in a while.
You always say that, ladies.
Is the blazing sauce. And the blazing sauce is ghost peppers, and it's like 300.
Yeah, you like that. I can't eat one of those.
Yeah.
They're hot.
But at least the last time I ate it, it came with a little warning label on the sauce.
Telling you
not to get it on your skin.
I know. But put it in your mouth.
Yeah. But eat it up.
But eat it. And put it in your stomach.
Put it on this chicken tender and eat it up. And I did.
Because you know why? Because you ain't a pussy.
No, I'm not.
At least not in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. He is kind of a pussy, but not when it comes to
I know
that.
I am in many ways.
He'll eat
not
spicy
in every
food,
way.
Though. Yeah.
I like spicy, but if it's painful, I just got no use for it.
No, you're right.
There's there's no point.
There's a fine line. When it should be just painful, you're done. Right.
I want flavor and spice, not just pain.
They've long gone past the point of no return.
And I also don't want milk either. When I'm eating that kind of crap, I want draft beer, and you just drink 1,000 of them. It doesn't work.
It doesn't help.
But you keep drinking them
because
it's great.
No, it's something in the milk that actually
I know, but I don't want milk.
Cools it a little bit.
Right.
Chocolate milk even better.
Well, milk helps to wash away the oils.
Right. And a coating.
Yeah. Weren't sure of the science behind that.
Ryan Newman says he's going to race again. If you remember, he's the guy in the horrific wreck a couple of months ago.
Not the virtual wreck. He actually wrecked.
No,
right?
No,
Daytona.
At Daytona.
Yeah. The fiery crash at the Daytona 500 February 17th.
Yeah, that was...
Where he got out with relatively minor injuries compared to what it looked like it could have been.
Oh, it looked like he was dead.
No.
They weren't talking. They were watching. I watched the end of that race.
He says he's going to race once again. As soon as the quarantine is lifted, and that could be May 17th.
20 years ago, he's dead.
So that's a random date again for
racing?
They
don't have all the safety stuff in place that they did. And you can thank Dale Earnhardt for that.
Right.
Because that's when they started taking it seriously after Earnhardt died.
The dead Dale Earnhardt.
We can thank Earnhardt for lots of things.
Exactly.
Dale Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're selling a Dale car.
What much?
First, they haven't sold one before.
A Dale Sr. car.
A Dale Sr. car. Yeah, they haven't sold one. The racing company that he was with,
right?
They didn't sell any of his cars. They're now going to sell one to help out with the coronavirus.
Oh, good.
Good.
That's going to drive a lot.
The only one they are selling.
Is it the one that's got a bent in front end?
They don't know where it was raced, but it was.
That's the one they need to sell. The death car.
Who knows? But it ain't
that
one.
Somewhere.
They are not selling that one.
Oh, we can't even see his autopsy.
No.
State of Florida is protecting that.
Some might consider that in poor taste.
Yeah. Yeah, but they can see anybody else's.
No, selling the actual death car.
Oh, really? I never thought
Some might consider that in poor taste.
Make more money.
Some
might.
Yeah, it would make a lot of money.
Somebody would buy it.
Oh, yeah. Money.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't mean it's in good taste.
No. Brett Michaels, when we get back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.